Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
To find out what's really going on behind the music, sometimes you have to dig deep. I'm Dr. Mike, and on the new season of Going There, we're doing just that.
Art or music can be your escape and your therapy.
Going There is the podcast at the crossroads of music and mental health, where we have raw, meaningful conversations with artists like Noah Kahan, Julian Baker, Jason Isbell, Youngblood, The Head and the Heart, and Bishop Briggs.
I recently heard someone describe grief as glitter, where you'll clean it up, and then you'll find little pieces.
By opening ourselves up to these real discussions about mental health, we can foster understanding and gain even greater appreciation for the music we all love.
For me, like, my favorite songs give me happy tears.
So join me and some of your favorite artists on the new season of Going There with Dr. Mike, brought to you by Sound Mind Live and the Consequence Podcast Network. Subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.
So you want to be a rock and roll star? No? Well, how about a podcast star? Well, as it turns out, there's a new all-in-one platform just for you. It's called Anchor, and it's the easiest way to make a podcast. And check this out. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. And then Anchor will distribute the podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify and Apple Podcast and, you know, everywhere else in podcast land. And what's even better, you can actually make money from your podcast. Go figure. No minimum listenership on that. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So go ahead, download the free Anchor app right now or go to anchor.fm to get started. So what are you waiting for? Podcast stardom is within your reach.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hi, it's Kyle Meredith. Welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's an audio interview series presented by WFPK, Independent Louisville, and Consequence of Sound and the Consequence Podcast Network. Today, I'm talking to the legendary Otis Williams of The Temptations. They've got a brand new record out called All the Time. There's three originals and a lot of covers. One of those covers is a Michael Jackson tune, and I get to talk with Otis Williams about his time spent knowing Michael and the reasons why he picked the song Remember the Time specifically to cover. Also, as the last surviving member of The Temptations, we talk about how does the band go on if he ever decides to retire. It's Kyle Meredith with The Temptations.
Hi, Otis. How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm well. It's a real honor and pleasure to talk to you. Congratulations on the new record, All the Time.
Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate it.
I know it's been a little while since you had a new album out. What brought this one on? Why now?
Well, I think it was a coincidental, or either probably by design. By that, I mean I went up to Universal to take my grandson. He had a rep. Little record that he wanted to see if I can get him a deal. And when I went there and I spoke with Mr. Bruce Resnikoff, who's one of the senior vice presidents of Universal, and he asked me, what's the Temps doing? I said, well, we're rehearsing and getting ready to go back out on the road, breaking into new guys. He said, so, well, with that being said, you want to do a new CD? And naturally, I jumped at the chance because we hadn't had any product out in 8 years. So he said, well, great, let's do a cover job. And I said, nah, I don't want to do no cover job. We've been there, done that. So the compromising position was, okay, put in three originals to go along with the cover jobs. And here is The Temptations All the Time.
Now, three of those originals, they sound really great. One I gravitate toward is probably Move the Bridges. Maybe just because it's such a up-tempo, fun track. What's the story behind that one?
Well, that's Larry Graham. Larry Bragg's song, you know. And, you know, I mentioned to the guys that do write in the group, Ron Tyson, who's a noted producer and songwriter, and then Larry, which he just joined us a couple of years ago. And they came with their songs, and I liked them, and I added them along with, you know, Waiting on You, and then with the rest of the songs that we were doing. And it turned out to be a wonderful piece of product. Join together.
And, you know, a lot of the rest of the songs, you know, they are cover songs, but most of them are sort of recent cover songs. You know, Bruno Mars, The Weeknd, Ed Sheeran. I do wonder, though, like, when you look at the line between, you know, pop and R&B songs now to the ones of the earliest days of The Temptations, like, is there much difference there, or are there a lot of similarities that you hear?
Well, you know what? I think the wonderful thing of me being at Motown, sitting in, listening at the quality control meetings, and how Mr. Gordy respected and would tell the artists and rather the producers how to write a song, the elements of a great song, great lyrics, strong melody, and with the right kind of structure. So whenever I have to formulate about something for The Temptations, I always base it on, that's a great song. It's structured right. Lyrically, it's nice. Melodically, it's right. So that was the premise of these songs, because every one that I listened at, great melodies, great storylines, haunting things that would just pluck the right nerve, you know, that make you say, I love that song. So that's what we tried to do by picking the songs that we did to augment with the three originals.
And it's hard not to center in on one of the other covers, Remember the Time. A Michael Jackson song, not the most obvious of Michael Jackson songs, but you already were part of the story of that song, right?
Yes, Michael invited me down for the shooting of Remember the Time, and during the process of them getting the lighting right for him to shoot it, him and I sat in his trailer, and we reminisced about old times of being in Motown and Look at Us Now, that kind of conversation. And it was just wonderful to spend time with Mike. And then that was the last time I really got a chance to talk with him, because his career was moving as such, as well as the Temps. But when I saw the list and I saw Remember the Time, I said, I got to do that. I got to do it, because it brought back our remembrance of when Mike invited me down to see him shoot that.
I mean, the Jacksons, they owed so much to the Temptations anyway with their sound and those influences. And to see something that you were a part of become, you know, I mean, the Temptations in themselves is such a worldwide thing. And then something like Michael Jackson, which is a comet, you know.
Absolutely. He's one of the all-time greats, you know, along with Prince and the Sam Cooks and, you know, the Elvis Presleys and, you know, some of the great talent that God has bestowed upon us. Well, Mike is in that same echelon.
No, I do wonder, though, when you're making a new record, you know, you are the last original member. Does it ever cross your mind, like, what would we have done, you know, 40, 50 years ago? What would those guys have done at this point? Does that ever cross your mind?
You know, not really, because we have been so engrossed in the existing thing of the Temps and trying to always improve to be a better act than we are known for, that I'd never really languish back into those kind of thinking. I'm always thinking progressive, you know, in the sense of, what can we do now? What can we refine? What can we carry on so the guys from the days of Yoke can really feel proud about, that we're still carrying the banner of what the Temps are known for. So I don't too much think along those lines of that way of thinking.
Now, I from what I gather, you've got no plans to hang it up anytime soon. But if that day comes where you say, you know, I'm not going to do the road, do the Temptations continue?
Good question, because that's the thing that I'm thinking about, because, you know, as long as my body and voice hold up, I'm going to ride the hell off the horse. You know, so it'll be bald when I get off of it. But that is something that is to be considered, because I would like for the Temptations to continue. But I've been told, they say, well, you know, if you're not, that's not going to have the same kind of meaning. And I say, yeah, I know, because I hear that all the time. But We'll cross that bridge once we get to it, but right now I'm still enjoying the ride.
Well, you've got this new record to get out there and promote, you know, throw in some of these songs on the tour. Are there any extra special plans for the year, for the upcoming tour?
Well, no more than supporting the single, I mean, the piece of product that we have out, and also the play that's getting ready to make its debut again next month. So those two things are keeping me quite busy, you know, because I will still have to go around and promote not only the CD, but people want to talk to me about the play because it's about my life and the Tim. So those two things alone will keep me busy as a blind dog in a meat market.
I noticed, though, this one, this new record does line up sort of on the anniversary because it was, what, 54 years ago this month that the debut came out.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know if it, I guess it was just coincidence that it lined up like that, or at least I think that's what I read anyway, so.
Oh, okay, see, coincidence. They always happen for us, and I'm just, when I get a call about, man, do you know my girl has just been put in the Congress of Registrations of Song. I said, wow, really? And then I'm always getting, you know, different things about the happening of our catalog or how the group has been received and looked upon. So it's just wonderful still.
Well, it's a pleasure to talk to you again. And I want to thank you for all the many classics that you've helped put into the world.
Well, you know, Kyle, like I tell people, it's a hand in glove situation. If it wasn't for you all, there would be no us. So it's not all just the Temps. It's our fans that help support the Temps for being around all these many years later.
All right. Well, Otis, it was a pleasure talking to you. Congrats on all the time. We'll see you on the road.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much to Otis Williams of the Temptations for giving me the call. The new record is called All the Time. Don't forget to subscribe to Consequence of Sound's YouTube channel to keep up with your favorite artists and interviews. And for you podcast fiends, head over to iTunes and Podchaser. Give us a rating and review. Also, WFPK.org. That's where I do a show every Monday through Thursday from noon to 3 Eastern. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.